Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Room on Rue Amélie by Kristen Harmel, read by Madeline Mabey with Jock Roy.
Chapter 1. March 2002. She sleeps beside me, her narrow chest rising and falling, and already I miss her. The sand in the hourglass is running out, flowing relentlessly toward the end. There's never enough time. Not when a person has become a part of you. We were lucky to survive the war, my wife and I, and not a day passes that I don't think of those we lost. I know it's greedy to want just one more week, one more month, one more year with her when we were already given so much time. The last half century has been a gift we never expected, perhaps a gift we never deserved. Still, I can't let go. I can't imagine my world without her. For my life didn't really begin until the day we met. But I'm as powerless to protect her in this moment as I was all those years ago in Paris, though both then and now I tried to fool myself into believing I had some control. I rise quietly, careful not to disturb her. When she awakens, the pain will return, so while I yearn for her company, I'm grateful that for now she's at peace. I shuffle into the kitchen, boil water in our electric kettle, steep some Earl Grey tea, and make my way to the front porch. It's March, so the air is crisp as it gets here in Antelope Valley, some 60 miles north of Los Angeles. I stare into the misty morning, and my breath catches in my throat when I see it, the first bloom of the season. In the coming weeks, the fields will turn brilliant shades of yellow, orange, and red. My wife will almost certainly be gone by then, but at least she'll have this, one last dawn to the poppy season. Thank you, I say, looking upward to where I imagine God must be. Thank you for this. I've been talking to God a lot lately, which is strange because during the war I might have argued that he didn't exist. But in the years since, I've surprised myself by slowly wending my way back to faith. It began with our daughter, Nadia, for there's no denying that she was a miracle. And when she had three healthy children of her own, I believed a little more. When our grandchildren gave us great-grandchildren, and my wife and I were still here, I had no choice but to acknowledge a higher power. Then again, perhaps I'd known on some level that he was there all along, because what other explanation could there have been for my wife and me finding each other in the midst of such chaos all those years ago? As I gaze out at the rolling fields, I can see our lives unfolding here. Our daughter twirling in the sunlight, our grandchildren chasing each other through the blooms. I sip my tea and blink a few times to clear my vision.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?